The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Well, many of you got to hear from Pastor Chris last week, and some of you might have noticed that we were having a little bit of trouble with our audio last week, but everything's back to normal this week. We just had a less than ideal setup, but there's no worries with that. God is in control, and things continue to be going really well here at Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. If you guys tuned in last week, you'll have heard Pastor Chris as she had recounted not only some of what we experienced while we were in the Philippines, but she also went over many prophecies that she had spoken that the Lord had given to her that she has seen manifest over the years. And many of them are relevant even to these days, including about the presidential election, about what's recently happened with Jerusalem and the U.S. Embassy. So I really encourage you that if you missed last week's broadcast, you want to check it out. You can get it at our website, www.sogmi.org, and find the podcast section under media. And you can also subscribe to that, and you'll be able to get the weekly uploads of this radio broadcast every single week directly to your phone or your computer or whatever it is that you listen to. But I really encourage you to listen to that broadcast because these are all words. These are all prophecies that we've seen the manifestation of now in our lifetime. And that's the kind of season that we're living in right now. We're living in a season where prophecy is manifesting around us. And that's something very encouraging, but it's also, you know, a responsibility because it means that God is pushing, right? God is pushing to make things manifested in our lives. And, you know, there's a power and prophecy, because prophecy is the word of God in the mouth of man, right? Right? It's not the prophet's words who speak it. It's not their own words. As we know, it says in 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, "For prophecy never had its origins in human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." And that's why prophecy has power, because it is the word of God in the mouth of man. And God has the power to create new things from nothing, to make something that may not exist suddenly exist. And we know that, right? We look at Genesis, and at the beginning, there was nothing but darkness, right? It said that the Spirit of God, it hovered over the void, and there was nothingness and there was darkness. And he spoke forth the words, right? He spoke forth, "Let there be light," and light was. And so when God speaks a word and he gives it to a prophet to speak, that's a creation word. That's new things being created. And that's something that we need to take a hold of, and we should really be excited about, because we are witnessing in these days prophecies manifesting. And so I'm going to get on now to the main message of today, which is that God is going to speak to the issues, and we have to allow God to speak forth into any of the issues that we're facing today. You know, we don't want to fall back into this cycle of repeating, right? We need to allow God to manifest transformation in all the issues of our life. Speak forth those words, right? Let there be light in the darkness in our lives. Let there be light in every area of our life. And this is going to be from a sermon that Pastor Chris shared with us just this past week. And we felt that it was very important that we share it with you here on the radio. So without further ado, here's Pastor Chris.
This is something that we need to. We entered a supernatural realm. Do not try to lead the Holy Spirit back to what you understand, to what you think that you like, that the desires of your heart, but be tenacious. Ask the Holy Spirit to continue to ignite this fire. And you know that there's something different. But then our flesh will take us back to the, and it will be the same or same on. If you notice, once you get back, once you allow your flesh and your own understanding to go back, you're going back to the same challenges as before. But if you push through, there is always something supernatural that will follow you. And you want that. You want supernatural. It's just like a 4th of July that you will be like a firecracker. And that's what God wanted is to be impassioned, to be intense, to increase our intensity in a way that it's going to manifest supernaturally. The things that answered prayers and the harvest, those are not supernatural. They are natural. You planted something, you harvest something. We are going to go beyond that because the supernatural supersedes natural law. Natural law were set in motion by God. But the supernatural things in the kingdom of God supersedes all law. Because supernatural is actually the law of God. When you are in the kingdom of God, you experience what? Joy, peace, right? Righteousness in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will continue to ignite you. Just like I told you, I said, like when they beat up and they imprisoned the disciples in the book of Acts because they told them, stop preaching the way. Stop preaching that cult, right? And they got beaten up. When they got together again, they met. And they count it all joy. How can you count it all joy when you're bleeding? When you're concerned about your scars, right? I know I am. Right? But they count it all joy and they said, oh, here we are. We're sharing in the suffering of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that intensity, that intense, that supernatural will bring you above. It supersedes natural law that when you got beaten up, you get sick, you get infection, you landed in the hospital, you'll bleed to death. You'll be incapacitated. But nobody landed in the hospital. Instead, Lord, give us more boldness. You understand what I'm saying? That is supernatural. And we are getting into that in every area of our lives. I want you to understand that. When Jesus was here, I quoted the scripture. When I was on the earth, he said in John, I said, I am the light of the world. And then he turned around and said, you are the light of the world. Okay? So you are the light. So right now, those need our darkness. All you need to do is to say, let there be light in the name of Jesus. As simple as that. Don't go back to your same routine, to your same favorite scriptures. They didn't work in the past, and you know it. Because there's a missing element. Okay? And then you just put, let there be light, light be. Don't be superficial and religious, saying that all I want is you, Lord. Don't say that, because with all of our actions, it's not what we want. We're just telling the Lord that to give us what we want. So we might as well be honest, okay? Stop lying to yourself. Oh, Lord, all I want is your perfect will. And I said, you have been disobeying God. Are you getting this? So let's get those superficial, artificial religiosity and things. It's not going to get you anywhere. What God wanted is that intensity and that boldness. You know, I don't deserve it, but you said I deserve it. You already prepaid it. And somebody's driving my vehicle. I'm not happy with it. And Jesus will say, I'm sitting here because I was commanded by my Father, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. I can't do anything. Don't ask me to do it. You do it. So you apply. When I was in the world, I was the light of the world, but now we are that light. So in every situation that you have, just put, let there be light. And light has to be. How can you help that let there be light? You can't. That is why God is going to do something out of nothing in our lives. Because then you cannot claim it. Okay? The only setback that you and I are going to experience if we go back to the same old thing. Are you getting this? If bad things happen, don't be like the world system. When you go to the doctor, they're going to examine you. They're going to tell you everything. You're eating wrong. What happened? What are the bad things that happened to your mother, to your grandfather, to your cousin, second, third, fourth, fifth generations? And then they're going to try to explain to you, right? So when things are happening, don't say, there must be a sin in the camp. For others, it's a sin in the camp. For you, it's an attack. So you are just like in the world system that you have to diagnose the problem rather than resolving it. Well, Jesus always said, you are free, you're delivered, your sins are forgiven, and this guy hasn't even confessed his sins. Am I correct? So we're doing it wrong. We're doing it in the world's way. We spiritualize it. That's why some got healed, some were not. Right? But instead, let there be light. Sickness is darkness. Let there be light. Sin is darkness. Let there be light. Are you getting this? As simple as that. Because I never seen Jesus, what happened to you? Are you sinning? Let me pray for you. Oh, you are this and you're that. No. And when Jesus will have a standing, when Jesus have a standing to really accuse and really rebuke somebody like Stephen, is there any good thing coming from Nazareth? John 1:42. And then he was introduced, right? He was introduced to Jesus and I said like, oh, look at this man. There is no guile in him. He used to say, he is righteous man. He just heard him. Hello? Because why? He's the light of the world. And Stephen said, how did you know it? Oh, when you were about ready to meet Stephen and you were under the fig tree and said, I saw you. And he changed. Instead of, is there anything good that comes from Nazareth? I said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are God. In a blink of an eye. Because why? Instead of diagnosing the problem, instead of Jesus rebuking, how dare you to say that there's nothing good that will come out of Nazareth? You don't have to explain. You don't have to be offended. And he spoke the light of life in it. And here comes Stephen. Oh my gosh, you are the Messiah. Yes, there is something good. And Jesus said, don't say that again. I can hear what you're thinking. Are you getting this? Because he let the light shine. Can you see it? So, in all the things that there is a darkness in your life, don't blame anyone. Don't try to diagnose it. Don't try to explain it. Oh, I was abused when I was a child. I said, you have shared that story a million times. I don't feel sorry for you because you got born again. Okay? That was erased. Don't be a blubber mouth in front of me. Because we are a new creation. So the word of God is powerful, sharper than a double-edged sword. But with our stinking religiosity and our way of thinking, we made the word of God of no effect. Because we just apply, okay, if laying on of hands by the elders did not work, let me try this one here. Oh, Oral Roberts used to do this, so let me try to do this. Oh, this person just prophesied, let me try to do this. We always married methods instead of asking the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Let there be light. Okay? And at the same time, stop thinking negative things. Sometimes, like for example, if I minister to Kobe and somebody else is thinking, oh, as if you have a business. Deal with God and allow God to deal with you. It has nothing to do with you. And God does not play favorites. He will never sacrifice one over the other. Okay? And on the things that sometimes we really wanted and we finally let go because, you know what? There's nothing else that we can do except to let things go. Because we've been so stubborn in trying to pound on things, to try to make things happen. We prostitute everything, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, in order to get what we want and still not happen, and we finally gave up. And then 6 months after that, 12 months after that, And I was like, oh my God, thank you for not answering that prayer. You understand what I'm saying? I know, I've been there before. And I said, ah, thank you, Lord. You understand what I'm talking about. You let that light shine. And I guarantee you, all of us needs our spiritual flashlights in our lives. Because there are so many, many yeast that are in the body of Christ, even in our own thinking. And we have not even questioned ourselves why these things are not working. Hello? It's very easy because the Holy Spirit will follow you because Jesus promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And here's the Holy Spirit. You take him to places that you're not supposed to take him. He listens to the words that you're talking about, that, and he sees things that you're doing that you're not supposed to be doing, but he's still there because it is his promise. All we need to do is, okay, what do you want me to do with this? Stay out of the way. Just declare the word of God and said, let there be light. You don't have to explain away the darkness and how dark it is when the light shines. It doesn't matter anymore. Are you getting this? And this is what Jesus did on the cross. And this is the assignment of the Holy Spirit, is to get rid of our preconceived ideas on how God worked. Even if it worked in the past, don't do it. Or else you will not be able to experience the things that are supernatural that is on the earth. It's already been unleashed. Okay? So, for the next few days, God is creating something out of nothing. Stay out of the way and you follow your instruction. Is this amazing or what? Even in your schedule that I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do this, and I'm supposed to do that, God is going to change anyway because we just gave him permission. We said that I am willing, remember? I'm willing to receive. So he's going to take that verbatim, like he expects us to follow his instruction to the letter. So that stinking religiosity and even the way we handle things before, let us try on new things. That's too boring. God is not a cookie cutter. Just like I told you, God is not in the recycling business. The result is always wonderful, but he never recycles. Because I've been reading the four gospels and said, you are not in the recycling business. And here you are, you're spreading around. God doesn't do that. Oh no, God is this and God is that. And then if you know so much about God, why do you need direction? Why do you need this and why do you need that? You don't hear from him. So it's time for us to really hear from him. He is excited to talk to you personally. Why do you need an interpreter? Now, this week, try it. If you saw me and said, let there be light in the name of Jesus and look at it. And said, the darkness cannot comprehend it. You don't have to find out. You don't have to figure out. You don't have to get any counseling for 2 hours and a follow-up counseling to explain all the bad things that they did and everybody did something wrong. You know what I'm saying? There should never be, for those that are matured Christian, there should never be any recovering alcoholic program, recovering divorce. Are you getting this? Because light be, instead of trying to explain away to make you feel good in your emotions, you put the light in there and move on. That is the best revenge that you can inflict on the enemy. It's as easy as that, body of Christ. Well, you tried all the difficult ones. What happened? Huh? Out of the 10,000 issues and problems that you're facing, oh, glory to God, one. There's a light at the end of the rainbow. There is one that manifest. So you still have 9,999 to deal with. Instead, let there be light. God is going to illuminate to me. What is illumination? Light. Hello? Are you getting something out of this? I know I'm enjoying giving you all a hard time because how I know? I did them too. Are you getting this? I want you to write what are the issues, the major one, and just look through your spiritual lens and said, let there be light in the name of Jesus. God is going to illuminate to me what needs to be done through the Holy Spirit. And then move on. Thank you. I'm going to take notes, Lord. I thank you. Because God, I found out that any prayers that were prayed in accordance to God's will, He will remember them. And since He's faithful, He'll answer them, or He'll match them greater than what you prayed. Because that's who He is. Because when I was a Catholic girl going to church, dragging Divina with me, every day, Novena, Friday, it doesn't matter. We're in the church. And the Catholic Church and the nuns, they're always asking for something. Oh, there is a famine in India. Could you bring some food and rice or money? Going to send aid. I just like, and we're going to send missionaries there. I told Jesus, what are missionaries? What kind of people are they? I said, like, why do they help people that they don't know? Why don't they help people in the Philippines? Why do they have to go to India? I wanted to know. My first mission trip, India. I told the Lord, I was 8 years old when I prayed that. I wanted to experience. I want to know how it is to be a missionary. God, I was 8 years old. Why do you have to listen to an 8 year old? I have forgotten about it and said, I have not. And it was prayed according to my will. So all of you do and said, oh, your will, Lord, that's all I want. He already answered it. That's why He's not answering some of your prayers. He's answering the perfect one. Not my will, but your will. Are you getting this? So try it. Because remember, you never tried this before. Remember? You never tried this before. Try it. And then let it go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will illuminate things to me. What needs to be done.
Amen. Well, I thank you, Lord, that this week, that any of the dark places, any of the issues in the lives of the listeners today, that illumination will come forth. But it came with a condition, right? As Pastor Chris said, we can't fall back on the old ways of doing things. We have to speak forth. Let there be light in all the areas of our life, because that's in the perfect will of God, right? And as we discussed, any prayer prayed according to God's perfect will, God is willing and He's able to manifest it. So as we declare forth that light will come forth in every aspect, we need to be expectant of miracles, signs, wonders, manifestations of this transformative power happening in our lives. It's the same power that created the whole universe. It's the same power that spoke light from nothing. It's the same power that created the heavens and the earth. And that's the power that God is speaking over our lives. So this week, I encourage all of you, be expectant, be eager, be willing to listen to the Lord, and most of all, let's not fall back into our old traditions, into our old mindset, into our old ways of doing things, and let's not allow any negative thoughts to subvert what God wants to do this week. Because if we take a hold of this and we pursue it and we allow God to move, I guarantee you, you're going to see transformation, miracles happen this week. Amen. Well, we're about out of time for this week, but if you want to hear more from the prophetic voice of our time, you can go to our website and you can listen to our podcast library of previous episodes that's on our website, SOGMI.org. Again, that's SOGMI.org. And if you enjoyed this broadcast and you want to support this broadcast, you can also give us a seed online. You can send us a seed at SOGMI.org, just hitting the donate button. Any little bit of support helps, but you're under no obligation to do so. We appreciate, though, every single one of you that have partnered with us over these past couple years as God continues to open up doors of opportunity for us to preach the gospel and to encourage and to educate and train God's people. So thank you so much for tuning in this week to the Prophetic Voice of Our Time. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.